What up, party people? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. Welcome to the podcast. Today's Tuesday. My question today is, and I'm going to start off with a question. What do you know now that could have made your life better or easier if you knew it then? Like, what do you know right now? Like, this is what I know now that I didn't know or I didn't implement. Maybe I knew somewhere in my spirit or in my soul, but that only the people that matter matter. I know that now. Like, I can remember trying to get out to the club and this and that, and not spending time with my loved ones because I was so busy trying to get to the thing that was in the world, in the streets. But the real people that matter, I mean, I even see it in my son. And this is the thing. I believe that you gotta let young people be them. Like, because you have the advantage of history and mistakes, you try to avert your children and people, young people that you know, from same mistakes. But you can't do that. It would be great. All you can do is advise. Because they got to figure certain things out on their own. Certain things. Life is kind of like a video game. You don't get to conquer the level till you live it. So as much as you want to steer your loved ones the right way, that way might not be right for them. What do you know now? I know that there's always a gatekeeper. There's always, in my profession, the ultimate place is the stage. There's always somebody between you and the stage. I know that today's gatekeeper is tomorrow's, hey, Rodney, can I get some tickets? I know that now. I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that getting this guy or this girl to like me doesn't matter. It's just a momentary speed bump on your journey. What do I know now that I didn't know that could have helped me out? I don't know. The word keeps coming to my mind, love. Love matters, man. It's fun to see people who have a grasp of the concepts that you don't know. But later you realize that they had some sort of insight. I think that's what we're all searching for, the insight, that God thing that links us all together. It's a beautiful day here, Atlanta, Georgia. It occurred to me that as we navigate this life and this landscape, that we're very seldom ready. But in not being ready, you're ready. Like, you are already, you already got all the tools you need. Jamie Foxx is a great example. He says grandmother gave him the tools. Singing, piano, sense of humor. I would go one step further and say God's giving you all the tools you need. I had a great conversation with my buddy Joe Blunt, writer, producer, director, comedian. We're talking, he's like, man, Rod, I need to get some money, man. And I told him, dog, you already got the money. Joe Blunt wrote a film, shot it, directed it, lit it, edited it. So guess what? He has money because he can do that again better. You don't need money. You are money. Oh, snap. What didn't I know that I know now? You don't need money. You are money. Money is not a thing. Money is a state of mind. Oh, snap. Rodney Perry just dropped a jewel. Tweet that. Throw that on Instagram. I tell people all the time. They say, playing a Madden. They say, who's winning? I say, I live in a perpetual state of winning. I am a winner. Winning is a state of mind. You have to be a winner before you can ever win. Michael Jordan was a winner because his mind said he was. So as you navigate this day, ponder this thought. What do you know now that you didn't know? Why is the 40-year-old you better than the 20-year-old you? Or is it? Was the 20-year-old you better? I mean, you might have been physically better, stronger, faster. But I promise you, you don't know more. Hey, y'all, it's the podcast. It's your boy, Rodney Perry. I don't know everything, but I know a lot. God dang it. Hey, y'all, have a beautiful day. Rodney Perry.